Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I mean, major things are taking place today. We're going to be talking about how the city just in northern Syria, how they're right on the border of Turkey, mm-hmm. and Turkey's looking in the eyes, reportedly, of these Kurds that are being slaughtered and not helping out. I mean, it's just tragedy what's taking place and how we're sitting back. And according to Pat Robinson on CBN, he says, you know, America's strong enough to just, I believe the words were, squash ISIS. I mean, just totally squash it, mm-hmm. squash them. And so we got to ask ourselves, you know, why are we not squashing them? Why is former CIA
Leon Panetta saying
that it's going to take 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why would you say it's going to take 30 years? Less, in fact, people understand the techniques of Saul Alinsky and how you have to organize things and you got to keep a continual pressure to be able to change behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's amazing. We have to watch what the right hand's doing when they're probably, we're trying to be distracted by the left hand, because it's like, if we could squash it, and we are, by the way, they've tried to convince Americans that we don't have this military power anymore and we can't do anything, but we can. They're just choosing not to, as Leon Panetta said last night on Fox, or this week on Fox yeah. News. He said, no, we can do it, and our president has the ability to do it and the courage to do it. The question is he going to make the decision to do it?
Will he?
And if, in fact, you know, it is what he taught for 4 years and what Chicago Tribune attributes himself and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in doing and teaching. We actually have her paper written on Saul Alinsky and a letter she wrote to Saul Alinsky, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. about learning about these organizing techniques and tactics. And so we'll talk about that, because there's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
Mm.
The Arab world needs to be organized. And in that context of that, you say, okay, you know, what is his training? What does he do? What's he talking about? And based on the 13 rules for radicals that was written by his and Hillary Clinton's mentor, this is like 101. This is organizing 101. You have to have a creative, militant action that's going continual, and you got to keep them on fire. It's real difficult to keep them going, but this ideology thing's not the Sunni and the Shiites. And as they're rearranging things, and so we talked about earlier in earlier programs, you know, you're looking at a caliphate being formed. You're looking at ISIL, you know, the Levant, which is all the
nation.
What's that?
That whole region down there.
It's all that region right around Israel. And it's happening before our very eyes, but it's like all of a sudden now we see people getting involved and saying ISIS, 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 you know, and it's like, well, I mean, think about this. Hamas is Iran's militant force. This is the reports. And so when we saw Israel fighting for her people, where people were living in storm shelters, that was Iran's force, military force, shooting those Iranian missiles into mm-hmm. Israel. That's what that was. And now all of a sudden, we're not even paying attention to Iran, as we talked about in earlier programs, and everybody's focusing on ISIS, ISIS, and we should. It's just evil. But if we can't, according to, you know, Pat Robinson and others who seem to have knowledge of our strength and our nation and the history that have been around a while, you know, we can squash ISIS. We could just, obviously you can't destroy the idea, but you can destroy the one who's holding a knife trying to cut the next human being's head off.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and you can defend this right now. They have an American right now, another potential person they're talking about beheading, and this one person has an American accent. And so they're wanting, FBI is requesting that if you would see this person and hear their voice, their mask, to find out who this is, to prevent this from taking place. And so, you know, what's going on? Well, here we are. We've talked about it over and over again, how, you know, the president of Turkey got in office based on his anti-Semitism, based on his hate towards mm-hmm. Israel. Iran did not get touched during the Arab breeze, Arab spring, you know, Arab whatever it's called, the Arab Spring. And although they cried out for help, but now Iran is like this huge force that Turkey and Iran is almost like, I don't know, Ezekiel 38 is taking place. I mean, you got Persia going on, and you got, you know, these things that are taking place right now. That, and when you talk about, you know, Syria, you're talking about, you know, Russia and their influence in there. And you're talking about, you know, some of the things that we mentioned in regards to when they were setting up to present President Obama for the second term at the Democratic National Convention behind them on the screen before Vastai, you know, dedicated the service, you know, the chaplain, you know, Vastai.
Yeah.
And there's just symbolism there before they began to say that they did not want Jerusalem. They wrote Jerusalem off as the capital of
Israel
and, were booed by, members in that particular audience for bringing God back in. You know, thank God for that Methodist pastor who stood up and for Israel and Jerusalem. That they had the Russian military navy behind them. We have all this for you. We have all this for you on the VFN Torch. We'll make it related links, but understand that it's not a secret. It's just happening right before our eyes. But we're just going, no. Every single time we're like, no. That wouldn't have been a signal to Vladimir, would it?
Right.
Would that have been a signal to, I mean, and we're talking about not just like a 8x10 behind somebody when they're talking. We're talking about something like a 40-foot by 40-foot or 80-foot by 40-foot huge picture of the Russian Navy is at the stage where we're going to choose the leader who's now in office and all those that are with him. And you're looking at those who selected him. And I think we really believe, you know, and you don't, I don't, I'm just talking about what I believe. That as the president's pastor said, you have to understand he was selected before he was elected, and he has to be able to do what these ones who selected him to be able to do. And I think they were the ones trying to push their agenda while he was probably writing a speech. You know, yeah, what I'm saying? Because it's not just a one person thing when you do such a large, leading such a great nation, and especially when, according to, you know, Pastor Wright, when he said, Reverend Wright, the president's pastor at the time, one who married him and mentored him.
Right.
And he said, you have to understand that he was selected before he was elected, and he has to take care of these guys first. And so that's what was really going on behind there. But here we are today with Putin coming down into the Ukraine. Mm. Nobody's saying anything. We're not doing anything. And the stuff we are saying, if it's on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, we're talking like a 1 or 2. You were watching Christians, churches being taken over in Ukraine and putting ammunitions, according to CBN News, in the basement and kidnapping and killing members of the Christian church there. And we're seeing where the president of Rush is rebuking our leader for coming into Syria, saying we shouldn't have come into sovereign territory. Mm. Think about that. I mean, he's busting in the sovereign territory of Ukraine.
That wild.
Yeah, and then so reluctantly, I mean, it definitely wasn't something that like that wanted to take place. You know, we went into Syria, and as we talked about that earlier, and started bombing them. We get rebuked by the king of Rush. I mean, you look at Rush and Persia and Gomer and all these, which is Germany. You're looking at the Lord is soon to return.
Mm.
I mean, this thing is wrapping up quickly. I mean, it was amazing how quickly it's wrapping up. But this is going to be a great harvest. I believe a third great awakening, not just in America, but I believe for the world. I believe just a major, graceful, merciful harvest is going to take place in the earth. But what's interesting about this situation right now in northern Syria is it's reported that the Turkish soldiers, which are some of the toughest fighters in the world, reportedly, are looking over the border into this particular city. Is it, what's the name, Corbin or Kobani?
Yes.
And looking over into Syria, which is right on the border of Syria, and it's like Texas and Mexico, right, like that. And they're looking into the eyes of these Kurds being slaughtered, slaughtered. And it makes me think about what happened to the Christians in Turkey at World War One, when they were in the northern parts of Turkey. Islam doesn't like the fact that, you know, based at that time, of these Christians, they were blessed in their community, they were prosperous, they were doing good, and I guess it didn't fit the narrative. And so they went and began to kill these Christians in this particular city. And then they marched them all the way from northern Turkey down to the south. And as they did that, 450,000 Christians died in that march. They were robbed, they were beat, they were killed. And reportedly most had to convert to Islam by the time they settled in the south.
Wow.
And it was, I mean, even in the this is even in the time of President Bill Clinton, that Turkey still had not acknowledged that reality, that they did that. And matter of fact, they said, if you expose this, if you say that we did this and we don't believe we did do it, that they just said it's difficult moving mass numbers of people.
Wow.
And so they said that we will, there will be a world crisis that would take place. And so it was ready to go through. It was going to go through. President Bill Clinton had it all set up. He made a promise that it was going to go through. And as soon as he was going to do it, he got a phone call and he told them, the reports are, to pull the bill off the floor. National interest. This is in regards to national interest. Do not take that to a vote. And Turkey today, the same Turkey who says, you know, you're gonna suffer greatly if you ever tell what we did to Christians. This is the one looking over the border to the Christian Kurds today and watching them be slaughtered and doing nothing. If you have not yet heard JJ, you need to hear it. This whole thing, from the moment Secretary of State began to speak, and you could tell me his name because it's not on my head right now.
John Kerry.
The Lord laid on my heart, it's not going to be good. And he spoke to me very specifically. It's not going to be good for Christians and Jews what they're beginning to do when they begin to say, we're going to bomb Damascus and we're going to bomb it now. We're talking about what's going on. Remember, though, this is the word. It's going to be the best of times and it's going to be the worst of times. It's going to be times that test men's soul, what you think, what you want, what you feel. And I know that I've gone through some serious, serious tests. You know, what am I thinking? What am I wanting? What am I feeling? Is it all about the Lord or is it about me or is it about religion? And my own personal journey, I think all of us are going to, because you stand alone before the throne of God, you answer for your own life. It's not a collective situation. And as I was talking before the break about what happened to the Christians or the Armenian Christians in Turkey, it's called the Armenian genocide. And even President George W. Bush, he came as far as him, and he signed an agreement when he was running for office and told the American Armenians who had to come to America, obviously, because they were being genocide was trying to take place to these Christians in Turkey. And so he promised them that he would acknowledge all the American Armenians want is just to acknowledge that this is what happened to 450,000 of us. It was terrible, starved and killed. And so he promised he would do it. But what happened? All of a sudden, we went to war. And as soon as we went to war, the reports are that since President George W. Bush needed the Turkey to participate and needed, I believe, their nation to be able to land some aircraft in, that he had to back off on his promises. And still to this day, to my knowledge, the genocide of Christians in Turkey, who was watching the genocide today over their borders in Syria as we speak, we can understand that they're not going to help them. They see that as, you know, if you're talking about the Quran, you're talking about the death of the infidel. You're talking about the conversion. You convert. In other words, you say, I was a Christian, but now I'm a Muslim. I used to say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only way to God, that God gave his Son to die for me. He lived a sinless life. He died on the cross for my sins, and God raised him from the dead for the third day. And now he's at the right hand of the Father. And if I accept his sacrifice in my place for my own sins, then God will accept me because the blood of the Lord is upon me and forgives and washes away all of my sin. Say no to that and say yes that Muhammad is the prophet of Allah, their God, and that Jesus Christ is a prophet, but he's not the Son of God, and that he has to come back for calling and repent for calling himself the Son of God, and he will assist the 12th Iman or whatever that comes out of the out of that hole in the ground that they march around, I believe, in Mecca, whatever it is. And so it's like, that's a total, you know, and quite often what we're seeing is the death of Christians who won't convert. In 450,000, there was an Armenian genocide, and to this day, even to George W. Bush, I doubt very seriously that President Obama is going to acknowledge the death of the Armenian genocide that took place in Turkey. And we're watching it. Can you imagine knowing all this history, looking over the border from Syria as ISIS is murdering and maiming and destroying your family and raping your women, and you're looking over into the border of Turkey and knowing, oh yeah, the Armenian genocide, the Christians that they killed, 450,000, they're not going to come to our rescue. The toughest fighters reportedly, potentially, you know, alongside of America in the war, in the world, are not coming to the rescue. Well, they didn't come to the rescue when they were marching the Armenians down from northern Turkey. So you're seeing all this go on. You're looking at prophetic, you know, when you think about Psalms 83, we've talked about that coming into focus. You're looking at, you know, Ezekiel 37 and 38, where all of a sudden God's just going to, you know, do something so powerful, you know, magnanimous, as Pastor John Kilpatrick says, the church of his presence. And in that, he is going to show himself mighty to the Jewish people. He's going to defeat the enemies. But simultaneously, I believe the power of God, God's been speaking to us and showing himself mighty. And we believe a third great awakening is going to take place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.